Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Ibrahim Alinor on the line, and he's CEO over at City Health Tech. Ibrahim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam. Thank you for having me.
All right, so I've been excited about this interview for a week or so, ever since Justin Breen, one of the PR people we work with, mentioned you, and he sent me the story, and I tell you, it couldn't have been more timely than in terms of this, because me and my friends, we were all talking about it. Let's just start off with, tell us a little bit more about City Health Tech and kind of how you started the company and what your vision behind that is.
Yeah, City Health Hack focuses on encouraging better hand-washing habits and techniques so we can save lives. So we've been working on this project for about 3 years. We initially found the idea when I was actually talking to my mom. My mom was an elementary school teacher, an amazing, phenomenal mentor to me, and she at the time, once all of her kids graduated from high school, wanted to go into nursing. And she was standing there right before her practicum, and she was getting taught to wash her hands. She was talking about how she needs to sing the happy birthday song twice every time she washes her hands. No one's going to be singing that song 50 times a day. And when I heard about this, I realized nobody is really washing their hands. And as we dove into statistics, it was staggering. She found during her own practicum that the average doctor will wash their hands for 8 seconds. In the U.S. alone, there are about 1.5 million healthcare-acquired infections, meaning you get sick in a hospital with something that you didn't have coming into. So there's a lot of different impacts on how hand washing can actually play an important role in preventing spread of disease. We looked at elementary schools. About 1 million days of school will be missed every day due to preventable illness. Because of that, there are about 140 million days of work missed just because people are taking days off to take care of their kids. There's about $100 billion lost in U.S. productivity due to preventable illness. It all has staggering impacts. And especially if you look at the trend, I know everybody is seeing the impacts of preventable health now, but at a scale prior to coronavirus, it was already having a significant impact on the U.S., and it was increasing as we looked at the rates of flu and how it was increasing year to year.
Wow, yeah, and so that's obviously what brought it up for me, as the whole corona pandemic, that what's going on in the world as of this recording. But I love that you bring up like that. Well, number one, you've been doing this for almost 3 years or over 3 years now, so you didn't just come up with this as an answer to what's going on now, number one. Number two, that there's a bigger problem here, and even after this thing that we're going through right now passes, that there's still a lot of opportunity and still a lot of validity, not only in your product and the idea, but also just in the education component of that. Can you talk a little bit more about, you know, some of the markets that you see this being a good fit for, so the product overall?
Yeah, if we look at I'll talk about where we were before coronavirus. So before coronavirus, we were working very closely with elementary schools. We were piloting at five elementary schools in the Chicago area. And our thinking was that, one, it's an amazing case study because you're able to get rates of attendance, student performance, and actually track hand-washing times to see if there's an actual correlation. Something that was really interesting to us is that we found that there was no data on hand-washing times. If you think about hand-washing research, it actually only came about in the 1980s. So it's a fairly new field, and the way they're actually tracking hand-washing compliance in places like hospitals is by hiring someone with a stopwatch to literally watch doctors anonymously. That is the cutting edge technology. So that was a really big inspiration for us, to actually get the academic data, do a finalized research project, take a very scientific approach to this, because at the end of the day, you can actually show that you've actually had this amount of impact on rates of attendance, student performance, grades, and even for some schools, every day, and not many people know this, that a student is missing, they're losing out on $30 to $100 in funding. So there's actually a huge financial impact that rates of attendance have on schools. Even more than that, we wanted to create a cultural mindset. So we worked very closely with our schools in terms of their community health education and focusing on how do we embed this idea that we don't have to get sick. We can prevent illness and actually do things such as washing our hands and coughing into our arms to create a whole next generation in mindset of people who are more aware on their health and education. But overnight with coronavirus, that entire work was done for us. It seems everyone now is paying attention to their social distancing, the surfaces they touch, making sure things are clean, and as we know, washing our hands.
I want you to describe, because this is obviously podcast, so not everybody's in front of their computer. Some people are in their car right now, and they're like, all right, these guys are talking about washing their hands. I know that. Describe the product a little bit more, because I think the product is really interesting.
Yeah, we set out to make something that was really, really engaging, something that looked very, very, very cool. We didn't want to feel like some random product that was very cheap in your bathroom. So it's kind of like a pyramid. It's like a very triangular device. It has a full-color display, has really nice curves. It's a mixture of glass and metal and other materials to make something that looks really, really high quality. We really took inspiration from Apple and looking at their product design language. So it's a very, 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 I think, very engaging device. And we're able to put any suite of animations. So we can put live news updates. We can put hand-washing techniques. We can put even mindfulness techniques. So it's something that's more bigger than just hand washing, which I think is going to be very important. But as we look to the future of what we can show to people, we can remind people to, for example, just breathe, you know, mindfulness techniques to bring you into the present moment, reminders on why it's important to recycle and other different forms of behavior change. So really, it's a more all-encompassing device that kind of takes you in that moment of you're washing your hands to take a time to educate you on things that are important. And that can all be customized and tailored to the individual.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. And so, like, just thinking of different applications. So if you have a big company, maybe, and you want them in all your bathrooms there, there might be, like, company updates or something like that. Like, can you put, like, maybe their news, not newsletter proper, but, you know, we're going to read, but, like,
exactly.
Whatever engaging content you want to, you know, put out to your workforce. Now, that's a pretty good place to get it. You have their attention for at least 20. It's hard. You're vying for time in their email box, right? So, hey, get them while they're washing their hands. I love it. And then if we think about, like, the public spaces, that might be, that's also interesting for, like, other things that, like, in a mall or something like that for, like, sales or other things. I mean, I just see, like, endless possibilities to providing valuable content to people and to, at the same time, while they're, you know, obviously taking in that content, they're washing their hands. So we all win.
Yeah, it's a very good win-win solution. I know I didn't answer your question on what our target markets are ahead of time after the coronavirus, but that's what we're looking for, is being on every sink. If you think about where and all these numerous applications, it really can have a significant impact on different places. So, for example, if you're a big business, you own an office building, or you have a ton of employers, you can put things like employee spotlights.
Mm-hmm.
You can put things on company updates. So you can really tailor that content to bring people more into the company. So, for example, if you take Microsoft has tons and tons of different products out there, and I guarantee most employees don't know about the different solutions that they're providing. So you could obviously have different types of, here's what Microsoft is doing in terms of Microsoft Teams. This is what something really cool is going on in Azure. A lot of different cool things you could be doing to tailor towards your employees while assuring that everybody is washing their hands. Other different markets we're looking at are FDA-regulated facilities. So if you think about restaurants or food facilities or food managers, you're touching food. You want to know that your employees have clean hands, and there have never been a data set to actually show that. So this is going to be really important for employers as they look at how do we make sure employers are being healthy and clean.
Oh, that's great. Other than the other, because normally you just see that sign in the bathroom, right, or something like that. Like,
yeah, employees
kind.
Hands,
I'm like, no. I'm like, all right, that's great. Can everybody please?
Exactly.
Endless jokes on this one, Ibrahim. I don't know why you gave me this fodder. I love it, though. So that being said, I know the product is live. I mean, there's a lot of people listening right now, business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, some in decision-making abilities and healthcare and otherwise, a lot of the niches that you named. I mean, what's the best way for people listening to learn more about the product and the connect?
They can reach out on our website, cityhealthtech.com. They can purchase a pre-order, and they'll just have some information on things that you're interested in, and we'll be reaching out within the next, like, probably 4 to 6 hours.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Ibrahim, been great having you on the show today. Love the work you're doing. Great idea. Thank Mom. Hopefully she listens to this. If you're listening, thank you for having the great idea and for inspiring your son to do great things. So that's awesome. And Ibrahim, seriously, thank you for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure. To the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. I mean, love to know what kind of projects you're working on and what kind of businesses you have going. Let's keep the conversation going over in the YouTube community. And Ibrahim, thanks again for coming on the show.